Aaron, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Happy New Year and happy 20 years to us. In 1996, climate change was a problem, still is a problem, but nearly 200 countries have now committed themselves to lowering their emissions of greenhouse gases. That's the gist of the climate deal reached in Paris last month. Now nations actually have to achieve their targets. Investing in more renewable energy is a start, and here in the U.S., solar got a big holiday gift from Congress, a four-year extension of the tax credit for new solar panels. For every dollar solar manufacturers spend, the government will give them 30 cents back. You and I can get the same deal for putting panels on our roofs. The World's Jason Margolis explored all of this.
I looked into putting solar panels on my roof. A company pulled up an aerial shot of my home on Google Earth and minutes later said, no dice. A large tree is blocking out the sunlight. Henry Lee at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government says many of us in dense urban areas are finding it hard to go solar.
Just go out one day and walk around Boston and take a look at how many roofs have a large amount of space facing south. Not many.
That doesn't mean we can't own solar panels, though. They just can't be on our roofs. They can be in places like this muddy field in the Massachusetts town of Fairhaven near Cape Cod. Workers are putting up thousands of solar panels here.
You got a sunny day today.
Yeah, it's great. Perfect. And it's like you see the sun is very much directed right down on these panels.
Mark Sylvia is a managing director at Blue Wave Capital, a Boston-based company that invests in so-called community solar projects. They find customers who want to put up solar panels but can't. This field will service about 100 customers.
So the individual actually will be able to drive by the site and say, I'm getting my power locally from this facility. I'm actually benefiting locally from this.
Here's how this all works, the basics. You now own a few solar panels in this field. They pump electrons into the electricity grid. Due to federal tax rebates and incentives from the state of Massachusetts, your solar electrons are cheap. So your utility says, thanks for the electrons, here's a discount.
So if you enter into an agreement for community solar, that'll enable you to reduce your energy cost by 10%.
So if my bill is $100, now I'll be paying $90.
Correct.
Here's another nice thing about community solar. There's no upfront capital cost. You don't have to plunk down $10,000 or $20,000 to install panels on your roof. Your long-term savings may be lower, but you don't have to come up with that big chunk of money right now. In order to make the community solar business model work, though, you have to commit to it.
It's a 20-year contract.
So as a commitment-phobic person, that scares me. Why should I not be scared, though?
Well, because it's a 20-year contract that commits you to reducing your electricity bill on an annual basis.
Other companies lock in a guaranteed rate for 20 years. The rate I was quoted looked like a sweet deal today, but costs of solar panels have fallen substantially in the past few years, and I don't want to be the sucker who locks in too early. Henry Lee at Harvard says it's fair to harbor some reservations.
I think that solar costs are going to continue to go down, maybe not as dramatically as they have in the last few years, but they're going to continue to come down. And as a result, I would be somewhat hesitant to enter into such a deal right now.
On the other hand, every month I wait, I'm paying more on my electricity bill, and I'm not helping the environment. These are questions I have the luxury to grapple with here in Boston, but they're not the kind of calculations that most people are making in the developing world. They just want reliable energy. It's cheaper to build a bunch of panels at once in a field as opposed to going roof to roof, so I asked Corey Honeyman if community solar could have benefits in poorer countries. He's an analyst with GTM Research in Boston, a firm that covers the solar industry.
Yeah, I think that community solar can, in theory, touch upon the broader best practices in economic development, right? I think when you have a community solar project in an emerging economy, you get buy-in from the broader community to make sure that project is a success, not just from the installation phase, but through the project's entire life cycle.
Honeyman adds the business model for community solar remains a work in progress, and the U.S. tax credit extension won't help much in the developing world. The credit focuses on installation of solar in the U.S., not overseas. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.